Hi, this is Chris.
And Sarah.
We're just getting ready for a time of amazement.
Surprise.
And good times.
Welcome to the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Hey guys, Happy New Year, and welcome to episode 51 of the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Yay, we're back after a break, and hopefully we'll be able to be back a little bit more often. No promises, though, because we're both insanely busy with our crazy, nutty lives. I just lost what I was going to say. So, yeah.
Well, we're both in fourth years, so there's good reason for being busy.
Uh-huh. Okay, I think it's time that we reveal our winners. But first, before we do that, we wanted to go through and say something about each of the entries because we got some really great entries, guys. You guys were amazing. So, Chris, who's first?
First on our list is Austin Peachy.
All right, this one, I kind of liked it. I liked the creativity. He has everything set up in the look like AIO, and we'll be posting all these pictures, I think, won't we?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Okay. We'll be posting these pictures on our blog. He's our first entry, and I like the AIO thing. I think that's pretty cool. What do you think, Chris?
I think it's great. I think he had one of the most varied assortment of items. I mean, he has the 92 edition of High Flyer with a Flat Tire, book by Paul McCusker. And then he has, like, the 2008 version of the official guide. And I don't think anyone else created the letters AIO with their items, so that was pretty neat.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Who's next? Cat's Paw. Cat's Paw seems to be very shy because she's hiding her face with the AIO calendar. Very interesting, and I like the setup she has down below. I think it's cool how she, like, checkered everything. I thought that was awesome, and that the two guides are the border for the whole setup there. Very nice. Oh, and the Odyssey t-shirt. Very cool.
Very cool. I think only one other person had the Odyssey t-shirt, and from experience, it's rather difficult arranging your collection of Odyssey like books, albums, whatever, on the floor and make it look actually good. So Catspot did a good job with that.
And not only is it on the floor, but she also has some of them, like, standing up, too.
Oh, definitely, yep.
And so they're staggered on top. That's awesome. Very nice. Who's next, Chris?
Next up, we have Shanlearn. Here's quite an impressive assortment of everything from books, albums, DVDs, CDs, board games, and she even has a really old copy of Family Portraits. Very rare item there.
Yeah. And then right next to that, one of the original albums, too. That's amazing. And some of the stuff I didn't even know they made. This is awesome. There's some very, very neat stuff in there. Oh, and old Clubhouse magazines, too. Very neat. I like that a lot.
I especially like the fact that she used her iMac G4 to show off the answer that DVD game.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to Daniel's entry.
Ooh, Daniel's I liked. It's very compact, but he has a ton of great stuff in there. Like, dude, I didn't know they made an Odyssey water bottle. That's awesome. It's an old one, and he has some pretty old albums in there, too. I like the setup. I like that the tower looks like a Christmas tree in there. Hey, there's a Christmas tree in there. I love the picture of Wit. And, yeah, there's some really great stuff in there. I like that one a lot.
Yep, obviously Daniel's at the live show, and I really like the fact that he got autographs on both the actor photograph as well as the painting he drew.
Wit photograph. He drew that?
The photograph of the actors. I'm assuming you drew that, Daniel. Very nice job, and I definitely wouldn't be brave enough to show any drawing of mine to the actors, so good on you for that. Looks great.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Who do we have next? We have Daniel Abigail Maxwell. And, interesting, very interesting setup there. I kind of like, and he shows her albums too. I like that it's all centered around the new complete guide. Very nice.
Yes, Nathan will be happy with that. His guide seems to be at the center of attention of a lot of these photographs.
That Nathan, always having to take over everything. I mean, did I just say that? I'm sorry, Nathan. I love you. You're amazing, and you're my hero.
I like the fact that she threw in the day Ambrosia sits still there, right next to the official guide.
Oh,
nice.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah,
that should count, though, because it had Jason in it.
It does count. It does, and no one else added Last Chance Detectives in there, so very nice.
Yeah. All right, the next one is Dawn, and hers had a really great caption with it that we didn't get to transfer. I hope Chris will transfer it over in the when we actually post it. But hers was who gets to read it first. And so you can tell in her picture, she and her sister are, I'm going to assume sister, are kind of fighting over who gets to read the new guide. So yes, Nathan, you are the focal point yet again.
Dawn, this was a really great entry. I really liked it. It was probably the most unique submission we received because, I mean, just the fact that the one on the left is kind of ignoring her the original guide and peering over the new one, it's like, forget about the old one. It's all about the new official guide, and so.
Uh-huh. All right. Next we have Emma. And Emma, I thought yours was really cool. I love Emma made a tower out of all of her cassette tapes, which I thought was, like, brilliant. That is the it looks so cool. And, of course, the complete guide is the topper of the tower. What else?
Oh, and I liked it a lot. I also appreciated the fact that you included your MacBook. And that it's kind of hard to see unless you zoom in on the photo. And at the bottom of her iTunes library, she actually has the unofficial podcast on display there. I don't know if you saw that or not, but she does.
Ooh,
so I'm not
really?
Sure if that was an intentional, Emma, but you get bonus points for that.
Nice. Very, very nice. Are we doing bonus points? Apparently doing bonus points. I didn't know this.
Ooh. Well, bonus points for me.
Okay. So you're next, my friend. Who's the next person on our list here?
Next up, we have one from a fellow who goes by the name of Erwin Springer.
And, I remember him. He hit his head on fell off a stool and hit his head and went back and met Nathan Hale, right?
Yeah, something like that. What do you think of this? Have his collection, Sarah?
Also very interesting. A lot of new mixed with the old, but I especially like that he has a very old copy of one of the original Adventures in Odyssey albums, which I don't have, and I'm kind of jealous of.
Yeah, I don't have that one either. And I did notice that he is only one album shy of completing his gold audio collection. So,
ooh, what one?
Hopefully you'll be able to finish that one. I'm not sure. I thought originally it was the Lost Episodes, but I think he has that one on the left-hand side, so.
There's 15, Chris. You're miscounting.
No, yeah, but there's 16 albums, though, because that includes the Lost Episodes.
Three,
there's 15
five,
gold audio albums plus the Lost
six,
Episodes.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. You're right. He's one short. All right. Next we have Jessica, and I like her design. It's very cool. She's got some good stuff in there. Some of it's a little hard for me to see because I'm pretty blind, but oh wait, I can zoom in and oh, she's got some really old albums back there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, her collection also included the Odyssey devotionals, and I went back when I was younger. I got the Odyssey Bible, but I never got the devotional book, so I was always a bit curious.
They had devotional?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
I was always a bit curious.
I always wanted the Odyssey Bible, and I was never blessed enough to get it. You were always very curious. Oh, you were curious what the devotionals were?
I was curious about what was contained in it, like how the devotionals went. Was it from Witt, or was it from, like, how was it arranged? So, okay, moving on.
Okay. Who do we have?
We have King Butter Turtle. I'm assuming that's not your real name, so We'll just call you KBT for short.
All right. And, okay, I have to say, I really like this one, Chris. This took, like, a lot of effort.
Oh, definitely.
And yet again, look at what's in the center. Oh, no, not that. He has two of the complete guides surrounding the official guide, which is the focal point of the whole thing. Nathan Hubler, you win again. How did KBT get lucky enough to get two of the complete guides?
I'm not sure, but it looks good. And the one on the right looks a little bit more worn.
Loved.
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 But I really like this, but I'd like the fact that he took the time to put all his tapes out, and it looks like he even put them out in order. Yep, they're all in order.
It appears that way.
That is pretty awesome. I really like that one. Okay. Next we have Laura Ingalls, and I like hers. It's all decorated around the Christmas tree like it's a gift. I love that idea. I think hers is very cute. I like the tape for the ornaments.
Yep, I just love the simplicity of it. I mean, we ran this contest around Christmas time, and it's a nice small little Christmas tree. And I'm just curious about the T-shirt, though, or the whatever it is, the In Hot Pursuit scavenger hunt winner. I'm just curious
as
to where she got that.
I don't know. Okay, and who's next, Chris?
Up next, we have one from Lizzie G.
Okay, this is probably one of the most creative ones, if not the most creative one that we got. And I didn't realize how creative it was until I looked at it for like the fifth time. What's the writing on the back, though? That's what I was trying to figure out, and I can't.
The writing on the back behind the photos are apparently her written thoughts on Odyssey and on the Colorado
event. Wow, that's really cool.
All printed out, yeah.
And she's holding open her copy that was signed by David Griffin.
Yep, and she seems to be rather enthused about that fact, too. And who wouldn't? Who wouldn't be? But yeah, from the tapes on the ceiling to like just the photographs and all the albums, I mean, I'm surprised she got them all to stay up. It looks like the Leaning Tower of Odyssey albums there.
Oh my gosh, I totally didn't notice it. I did not notice that. That's kind of tricky. I didn't realize it was like actually out in 3D. That's awesome. Lizzie, this is wow. Okay. Moving on.
Moving on to Parker.
I really like this one too. I like that it's all Christmassy again and everything centered around the Christmas wreath.
I gotta ask you, Parker, are those real Odyssey CDs? Because you wouldn't see me risking a scratch on any of my discs by putting them
actually,
on a wreath.
Actually, they are,
so,
but they are Chick-fil-A. They're from the Chick-fil-A meals.
Oh, are they?
Yeah,
the
they
CDs?
Say Chick-fil-A on them.
Oh, I didn't zoom in that closely.
They are Chick-fil-A. Oh, we have more. I didn't notice them before. Huh.
Very cool. Okay, next one.
Rita's Blackbeard. Very interesting spread. Lots of them, got the kids' girl books there. And, is this the Odyssey? What is the Odyssey book? Is it the Odyssey Bible? What is that?
Yeah, I think it's a Bible.
I always wanted that. Did I mention that? I always wanted the Odyssey Bible and never
but
got it.
That's weird, because the one I have is a different cover.
I think there were a couple different ones. That's what somebody said once.
Yeah,
I only remember the white one.
Yeah, I think they might have released two of them, so.
Cool. All right. Our last entry is Tina. And I like that hers was outside in the snow, because snow makes me so happy. And she's got the guide. She has an Odyssey Bible, too. And she's got a ton of stuff in there. My gosh. Wow. She's got a lot in that little box there. That's amazing.
And
she even has a platinum collection.
Oh, she does. Yeah, very nice. And she also has the official guide. And I like the fact that she has the Adventures in Odyssey logo there in the snow, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. These
so,
are
guys,
so great, you guys.
You definitely made it one tough decision, because we... obviously got a lot of entries here, and so many of them were just fantastic. I mean, lots of creativity, lots of variety with the Odyssey items. So, first of all, great job. Really appreciate you guys putting the time and effort into setting up your collections. Unfortunately, we can only select one winner. But thankfully, actually, because we received so many great ones, we're going to actually throw in a runner-up prize. And so instead of just having one Odyssey fan winner, we're going to have two. We're going to have the top two winners.
Okay, so in second place, we have the awesome, the amazing, the...
King Butter Turtle!
Yay! Congratulations! Woohoo! Okay, are you ready for this, Chris?
I think so. Are you?
Okay, I think so. All right, okay. In first place, we have the breathtaking, the awe-inspiring, the amazing...
Lizzie G!
Yay! Okay, seriously, everybody did such an awesome job, but man, these two blew me away, especially their creativity, and it's not that they had a lot of the albums, yeah, okay, so some of them did, but that wasn't the point. The point, these guys were amazing. Not to say not everyone, there was some really creative stuff. This just, I don't know, the work that these guys put into it floored me. I wish I had that much time and that much creativity, but I don't. So you get stuck with my voice instead.
Yeah, you have no idea. Like, I have a ton of stuff, and I was trying to figure out some kind of cool way to put it all together, and I just couldn't come up with anything really outstanding. And yours was, both of yours were really great. I mean, the time, like Sarah said, the time and effort you guys put into making your collection unique and also appealing while showing it all off was just amazing. I really enjoyed seeing them, and just the level of detail that you had in, especially Lizzie G's. I mean, come on, that probably took you weeks.
Yeah. When were you doing your finals, Lizzie? Come on now. Can you come do mine? And I, Chris asked me if I wanted to make one. I was like, I have no creativity. I have no time. And oh yeah, half of my stuff is in Washington. The other half is in Virginia. This isn't going to work very well, people. So you just, besides, you just really wanted to hear my ravings about how great yours was anyway. You didn't really want to see mine. It wouldn't have been good enough. Now, Chris, on the other hand, you wouldn't even bother doing the contest because it would have been so great. So, see, we figured we'd do you both a favor and call it good.
Unless, of course, you guys want to see our collections. I mean, if you're interested, just send us a note.
So, okay, guys, I will try at some point maybe to get my stuff out. It may not be till summertime, but it might happen. Okay? But please don't flood my inbox with emails about it. Bug Chris. Chris has all this stuff there, and he didn't do it. So talk to him. He didn't have an excuse.
I was on vacation. I had a great excuse. None of my collection was with me, so...
So there you go. All right, guys. It's been fun.
Yeah, and we'll try to make another podcast within the next, I'd say next year or so, hopefully, sometime. That's pretty much the best we can promise. That's the best we can promise at this point.
I think we can at least say 6 months.
Six months. Oh, and I can't forget to mention, because a certain summon's been bugging me to to mention the fact that if you are dying and craving to listen to some Odyssey-related podcasts, of course, there's always the official podcast, witsend.org/podcast, or you guys can check out the Ceiling Fan podcast.
Ooh.
Another great show. Yeah.
It is. It's awesome.
Oh,
we met the guy that did it.
Go ahead.
So to say, we met the guy that did it. He actually helped edit our show when we were on with the official podcast, and he is amazing.
Yeah, his podcast is, like, awesome. So, we actually have a little promo clip here. Why don't I just play that?
Hi, I'm Ethan Daniels.
And I'm Phil Jenkins.
Join us every other week on The Ceiling Fan.
Not an actual ceiling fan that spins around on the ceiling. And stuff.
No, of course not. That would be pretty impractical.
Yeah.
No, the Ceiling Fan is in the name of the fun, satirical,
mind-blowing
Odyssey Fan Podcast.
There's a brand new episode every 2 weeks that's guaranteed to make you say,
just search The Ceiling Fan in your iTunes store.
Or check us out at theceilingfan.blogspot.com.
We'll see you there.
Cool.
Yay, so check out The Ceiling Fan, guys.
And yeah, I think that's pretty much it, Sarah. Anything else? Any closing remarks?
Stay warm, have fun in the snow. And if you have any, send it to me in Virginia, please.
And if you're lacking any snow, let me know.
All right. Have a great week, y'all, and hopefully we'll hear from you soon.
Enjoy the rest of your guys. See you later.
Bye.